We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Beaver Sports Podcast, brought to you by Hom Kombucha. It's feel good, taste good kombucha, packed with probiotics and boosted with B12 vitamins. Brewed in Bend, Oregon for Beaver Nation. Here are your hosts, Mike Parker and John Warren.
Beaver Podcast is brought to you always by Hom Kombucha, handcrafted with love in Bend for Beaver Nation. Fizzy, delicious, made with antioxidants, probiotics, and all organic ingredients. Hom Kombucha. David, first of all, how are you feeling?
Oh, I feel good. It's a little cold, but I'm good.
We just for our listeners for this podcast, it's after a practice here, the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. The sun is shining, but yeah, it's a little chilly out here. You've got the head cap on and everything, but you guys start working out. Hits hurt a little more when it's cold, though, right?
Yeah, in the beginning, but as the game goes on, your body gets warmer and warmer and gets used to it. So,
it's that first hit. I was reading an article about you and you coming back and everything you've gone through, and then saying that I hadn't hit all year long. I wanted to get a hit, and it was in that Civil War game, now that we're facing the Civil War, and you just wanted to get that hit, and that resonated with people, especially in the game of football. How was that?
It was awesome, man. I mean, I prepare, you know, in the week, and, you know, I visualize, you know, good things to happen in the games and stuff, and so when they come, you know, it's always great, you know, for it to happen. Yeah.
You've been through a lot, haven't you?
Yeah, I've been through, it's a lot. That's all I got to say.
Understatement of the year, David Morse. When you were out and you're on the bike and you're working out and the team's, and you're not with the team and you're just frustratingly are coming back from the injuries, who was it that helped you keep your spirits high?
I mean, my family first and then the trainers for sure. You know, like Steve and Coach Mack and Kobokar Daly, Candido, all them, you know, they just, you know, were always talking to me and, you know, keeping my spirits up and making sure, you know, I wasn't giving up and whatnot. And same with my family too, you know, they're right behind me, supporting me in everything that I did. And I'd have to say those two.
Did it also give you a different perspective on how maybe if you see a guy that's out, to say, hey, I'm going to talk to this guy, I'm going to make sure he feels like he's still a part of this team?
Yeah, definitely. Especially since Andre, when he broke his foot and he was out for season, same break I had. And so, like, I knew what he was going through. I knew it. Like, and I mean, that was even one. And but there was another Jeremy when he broke his foot. He had the same break I did. So like, I know what these guys were going through, you know, and having to sit out and whatnot. But I was always there, you know, talk to them and tell them, you know, that it gets better at the end. So
how are your feet feeling? How's everything feeling?
My feet haven't hurt since Cal. I want to say that was kind of the last time I really felt them. Since then, I mean, thank God I haven't had no pain. So.
I thought I had heard that you had said, I'm just going to, you know, it's never going to be perfect. I'm just going to have to deal with pain. Is that true, or has it gotten better even since you said that?
I mean, it's definitely still there, but, like, I've gotten so used to it that it's just kind of, you know, it's like second nature of just being there, so I don't really think about it. But, I mean, yeah, it's definitely something I'm going to have to deal with, you know, for the rest of my life. So,
all right, let's talk about the team and just where you guys are at. What a great position to be in, playing for a bowl game still. I know there was so much disappointment from Saturday night, but I'll tell you what, if anybody didn't have a dog in the fight, that was one heck of an entertaining football game in Pullman.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it was really disappointing to, you know, end up on the wrong side of that, you know, battle. But I mean, it happens. It's a game of, you know, college football and whatnot. And, you know, the best thing that we can do is just come back into this week, respond and prepare for our next opponent.
Does it feel like the team bounced back from that?
Yeah, I mean, Sunday we had practice and I was a little down, but, you know, since then, you know, we've all been up. We're all, you know, ready and hyped for this next week.
Coming from the state of Oregon, you know, it seems like in this modern era, because, you know, I'm old and I've seen a lot of civil wars, and back in the day when both teams weren't at the level that they are now, the infrastructure wasn't here, the stadiums and all of that, and it was a lot more Oregonians on both sides. So there's maybe a little bit more vitriol. Now there's out-of-state guys predominantly, and so it's like, huh, well, okay, I guess it's a civil war. You're an Oregonian. Do you talk back and forth with guys that you may have played against or with that are on the Oregon team?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, in the game, it's competitive. And so, you know, talking back and forth is, you know, it's inevitable. It's going to happen, you know. But at the end of the day, you know, we're all reaching for the same goal, you know, to get to that next level. And so, but, I mean, obviously, you know, we're going to come out and battle. So,
what is it like in the game? Do things heat up?
Oh, yeah, things get heated. I mean, that's why there's usually a lot of personal fouls at Civil War and whatnot, and a lot of chirping going on. So, yeah, it's definitely a heated game.
Absolutely. David Morris joining us here for the Beaver Sports Podcast this week of Thanksgiving. When you were coming out of high school in Sherwood, you had a lot of choices. Was Oregon one of them, and how close was it? What did it come down to?
Yeah, Oregon was one of them. It was Oregon, Oregon State, Cal, and Washington State. Those were my top four. And Oregon offered me the day after I committed to OSU, and so I was kind of like, you know, I already committed. I want to stick with that. And then that was the staff that got fired. So when they got fired, the new staff came in, and then they reoffered me, but it was like a few days before signing day. And so I was like, you know, I'm going with OSU. That's my school. That's the coaches that wanted me. You know, they wanted me here and whatnot. So they were definitely an option, but, I mean, I'm here at Oregon State, and I'm happy.
Well, it's your third year, redshirt sophomore, as far as eligibility goes. But what, speaking of that staff getting fired, choices to make, what was it like going through what you went through, being recruited by the Gary Anderson staff, and then going through what you did after that, going into then transitioning to where you are now?
I mean, it was difficult, you know, because, I mean, the head coach that recruited you and the coaching staff that recruited you, it was you built relationships with them and whatnot. And so when, you know, that sixth game came around and Coach A left and Coach Hall took over, it was a shock for me and the whole team. And having the new staff come in and everything was different and something that I, you know, really didn't know how to approach because I've never been in that position. But, you know, as, you know, time has gone on, I've built relationships with these coaches, and it's been great.
We see one of them right here, and your coordinator and Coach Tibisar. You had said in this article that you, while you were out hurt, you had a chance to study a lot of what he was doing and really liked his defense. And that first year, which was last year when, you know, they had given up a lot of yards, guys out of position and little tweaks, and it seems to have turned this year for the better. Has what has happened this year, what you saw while you were waiting and watching?
Yeah, I mean, that's what, like I said, you know, last year, the first year, there was just, it was just kind of just little things, you know, within our player personnel and what we were doing and where we were lined up and whatnot. And so, you know, this year everybody's kind of gotten the defense locked down, and Coach Tibbs has got a great scheme going with every week that we go into. So, you know, as long as we play, you know, and do what he is coaching us to do, you know, that we get the results, you know, of, you know, 5-game wins, you know, so.
Can you also see the growth of this defense and some of the guys that you're getting? I mean, Avery Roberts has made such a big impact, at Jordan Whitley and others who came in who weren't here last year.
Yeah, it's been amazing. You know, it's been awesome to have those guys come in and make an impact like that and, you know, become leaders of the defense. And you know, it makes a DB's job a lot easier when your D-line and linebackers, you know, are really, you know, stepping up and, you know, doing what they need to do. It just makes our job a lot easier.
Do you have a favorite coverage?
Favorite coverage? Nah, I mean, I don't mind any coverage. The coverage that's going to give me a pick, that's all that matters.
Coverage that's going to get you a pick. Have you had any close ones?
Yeah, Washington State, I had one. I was broke on a route, and he just tipped it. Like, right, I was literally going to pick it, and then the guy tipped it right as soon as I got there. I was so upset. But
a tip drill.
Well, I mean, I was close, and it tipped way over somewhere else, so I was like, ah, dang it.
There are those plays that we see as fans and watching when a ball will go to a defender and hit them when they're not quite ready for it, and you just think, how could they not be ready? But it's so fast. It happens so fast, doesn't it?
It does. I mean, and you don't really – I realized that, you know, from going from high school and coming in, and, you know, when I was really getting, you know, pushed into play as a true freshman, I was like the speed of the game. But then not only that, but just the speed of everything else. I mean, the players, the ball, like all that. So you definitely have to get right and, you know, try to get smarter in the defense so you can slow down the game for you.
Yeah, there's something to be said about the psychological aspect of watching, learning, and thinking about being better, and you can actually be better. Do you feel like you learned a lot? Obviously you did. We talked about it on what Coach Tibbs does while you were out, but also just in your play from sitting out and then the growth in your maturity as a person.
Yeah, I definitely have seen, you know, growth within myself just because I remember I was a true freshman. I was young. I didn't feel like I really stepped into a big leadership role as a true freshman. So sitting out, watching, learning, and you know just doing what I could do off the field, and then eventually, you know, being able to step on the field and, you know, take what I've learned, you know, from playing, but then also sitting out, has just been, you know, great for me and has paid dividends. I mean, I've been able to, you know, be a vocal leader on the field and just really kind of help our defense in any way that I can.
Is there anybody as a player, a pro, or maybe not even in sports that you think of and that you want to emulate from a leadership role?
Probably like Earl Thomas or Cam Chancellor. Just, you can tell just on the field on how they lead and the way they talk, especially Earl Thomas when they were, you know, when it was Legion of Boom and it was Richard Sherman and all of them. You know, just them as a whole unit, like, we're just all leaders across the board, and they just meshed really well. And, you know, that's kind of what I wanted to implement, you know, when I was finally able to get on the field and do what I can do, is just kind of really allow our DBs to work as one, just because, I mean, if we're working individually, I mean, it's good at some time, at some points, but other times it's like, you know, we really could have used some communication right there or this here. And so that's kind of what I want to do, is just kind of bring us all in one.
Speaking of that and watching you guys, it seems like you're pretty tight. Is this a close group, the whole team, but even all the way from defense to your unit in the secondary?
Yeah, it's a really close group. Honestly, this whole team has been my freshman year, we weren't that great of, you know, really close, but I've definitely seen, you know, us becoming a lot closer. Like, just what is today, Wednesday? On Monday, me and the DB secondary, we just had a Friendsgiving. So we all just cooked up some, you know, turkey, ham, all that stuff. And we all met up at one of the DB's houses, and we all just hung out. And it's just like things like that. Like, we didn't do that my freshman year. So it's just things like that are just showing the growth in our relationships with each other.
What did you bring?
I brought the stuffing. It's easy.
Was it stovetop or real?
Stovetop. That's why I said I had to go the easy route.
Yeah. David Morris, just another minute or so here with David Morris on this week's podcast here on the Beaver Sports Network. Who's the funniest guy you can think of on the team?
Oh, the funniest guy is Jalen Moore. That man is the funniest DB that I've ever, or teammate that I've ever had. And I'd guarantee everybody else will say it too in our DB room.
And when you guys are in a situation like you were against Washington State, it gets serious out there. There's work to be done. I mean, what are you saying? What are you thinking? Because we're just on, practically having heart attacks as fans, but on the field, what is it like?
I mean, it's just, it's high. It's high, like, not like stress, I would say, but like you just kind of get like adrenaline. It's kind of just high adrenaline. Everybody's wanting to compete. And so, you know, the way we're serious with each other, you know, on the field, it's like a completely different, you know, aspect between on the field and off the field. But, you know, and especially in a situation like that, I mean, we were locked in and focused and whatnot and knew what we had to do. And obviously we didn't get it done. But I mean, yeah, it's definitely serious and you just get high adrenaline.
Yeah. And there's something to be said, too, of knowing what you're doing. So this year, too, of Coach Tipisar, knowing what you're doing so you can react rather than having to think.
Yeah, and that's been another thing that's helped this defense as a whole. I mean, after we've got down the scheme and everything like that, I mean, making plays and doing other stuff has just come second nature. Like, I mean, Jaden Grant with that pick six at Washington, I mean, we haven't had one of those since Manasseh back in Portland State a couple years ago or my freshman year. And so, like, just things like that you just see and you're just like, I mean, he was in the right spot. He knew what he was doing, and then eventually just helps us make plays like that.
Who'd you pull for? Do you remember many Civil Wars when you were growing up as a kid in Sherwood?
Yeah. Unfortunately, I was a Duck fan back when I was a young kid. But, you know, that's definitely changed, you know, since, you know, I committed here. And my entire family, you know, we're beavered out now. Like, you walk in our house and you know we're Beaver fans. So, yeah. So, but now I'm rooting for Beavers all the way.
Did you go to any games?
I didn't. Well, actually, the one I did go to was after I committed here, I came to the Civil War, the 2016 year when we won. Which was crazy. I was with my little brother. Everyone was jumping, rushing the field, and it was crazy. And it made me even like satisfied with, you know, committing to Oregon State.
And you're not even that far removed from your youth, your high school years and whatnot. Do you ever look around when you're out on a field in a big stadium here in the Pac-12 conference or non-conference game, any kind of situation, and just go, wow, this is pretty cool?
Yeah. I mean, when we run out of the tunnel here at Research Stadium, it's like, it's crazy. I get goosebumps. You know, I'm running out. The smoke clears and you just hear, like, you see all the Beaver Nation cheering for you and whatnot. And so it's just, it's amazing. It's a crazy atmosphere.
A couple of weeks ago, did senior day kind of make you, as a redshirt sophomore, you got time, but make you kind of go, yeah, we got to enjoy this while it's going on?
Oh yeah, definitely. Especially because when I came in, you know, J-Mo and Sean were kind of the guys that helped, you know, bring me in and kind of took me under their wing and whatnot. And so, like, you know, seeing them walk out on that field and getting their name called, and it was crazy. And I was just like, wow, like, I'm next up. Like, I'm going to be upperclassmen. Like, this is, like it's coming all so fast. But, you know, trying to take it day by day.
Lastly, the dad in me wants to ask, I always do, what you want to do. You want to play football as long as you can. I think you've got the stuff. But what about after that?
I mean, yeah, like you said, I'm going to try to get to the next level, but after that, you know, I'm getting a business degree with, you know, communications as well. And so I'm going to just kind of get anywhere I can get into, you know, in the workforce.
So I'll be working for you someday.
Yeah, maybe business management. That's what I'm in. So
David, it's been great watching you, and you've got a lot of years to go. We'll have more conversations, but best of luck against Oregon in the Civil War, but also just the rest of the way.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
All right. Wrapping things up here for this edition of the Beaver Sports Podcast. I am John Warren, brought to you in part by Visit Corvallis. Experience Beaver Game Day fun live in Corvallis. Extend your stay and take in all the Willamette Valley has to offer. Visit Corvallis. Come for the game, stay to play. And by Lacrosse Boots, done right since 1897. It's Civil War week. Have a great Thanksgiving, everybody, and thanks for listening to the Beaver Sports Podcast.
This has been the Beaver Sports Podcast, brought to you by Hom Kombucha. It's feel-good, taste-good kombucha, packed with probiotics and boosted with B12 vitamins. Brewed in Bend, Oregon for Beaver Nation. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Beaver Sports Network.